Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with some news about the fires. More than a million acres have burned across California this summer, including wild areas like Big Basin Redwood State Park. The fires are devastating to people who've lost family members and property. But as Camp Radio's Ezra David Romero explains, the burns could have long-term ecological benefits.
Rachel Lazzari Arts has been barraged with questions about whether or not six coastal redwood groves will survive fire season. She's a climate scientist with San Jose State who specializes in the trees.
Yes, there's going to be some of the trees that aren't going to survive, but the rest of them, they're going to regrow. They're incredibly resilient.
Lazzari Art says when a wildfire burned a redwood grove in 2008, a majority survived and grew new shoots. Wildfires present a complex mix of challenges and opportunities. While climate change is creating more megafires, each one offers a chance to manage land better so that there are fewer fires in the future. At least that's how Susie Coker sees it. She's a UC System Forest Advisor in Tahoe.
There'll be some areas where the fire did a lot of good.
By good, she means excess brush is gone and trees can grow back, spaced out, or be planted to offset the carbon that was emitted during a wildfire.
And it's a chance to reset our management. Once the fuels are gone, how do we maintain that over time?
Coker says the fires in the redwoods could have opened up growing space for more trees in the future, but she says it's too early to tell. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
Wildfire smoke is all over California, and doctors are warning everyone to stay inside, especially small children. The chemicals and the tiny particles in the air could damage the lungs, immune health, and even brain development of the state's youngest residents. Cap Radio's Sammy Kayla has more.
Scientists don't have much research on children exposed to wildfire smoke because we've only had intense, prolonged fire seasons for a few years. But they think the effect might be similar to what happens when children are exposed to bad air pollution. Often their lungs don't fully develop, and some have chronic breathing issues later in life. There have been some studies showing that kids who were exposed to wildfire smoke had weakened immune responses 90 days later, and that the smoke is more toxic when the fire burns houses and buildings than if it just burns trees. Some scientists are looking at whether pregnant mothers who breathe in wildfire smoke can pass the chemicals onto their fetuses, and whether that will lead to neurological issues down the line. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Kayola.
The Woodward fire burning at Point Reyes National Seashore is 95% contained. The LNU in multiple North Bay counties is 93% contained. The SCU in multiple East Bay counties is 93% contained. And the CZU fire in San Mateo and Santa Cruz counties is only 76% contained. The outcome of the 2020 presidential election could dictate the pace climate change has fought for decades. Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero reports a new poll suggests amid the pandemic, Americans don't care about climate change as much as they did 8 months ago.
Even with wildfires and hurricanes impacting the country, a poll over the summer shows that Americans think climate change is second to last of about 12 issues facing society. That's compared to a similar Harris poll from December, which ranked it first. And new research suggests that if Joe Biden becomes president, the efforts to curb climate change would skyrocket compared to the current administration, says Dan Shreve with the consulting company Wood Mackenzie.
The importance of this election is that you can put the United States on an accelerated course to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And in doing so, set a global example.
While Trump's administration has rolled back more than 100 environmental laws and policies, Biden's climate proposal would put $2 trillion towards eliminating carbon emissions by 2035. Plans like that are important to 14-year-old Sacramento climate activist Supriya Patel.
I don't want to have to worry about the world collapsing around me. The climate crisis won't just impact the polar bears. It will also impact my entire generation.
Patel says adults have the opportunity to vote in a way that will align the U.S. once again with worldwide goals of preventing further warming. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.